Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now here's Rich Weber, chief pilot for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Aviation Unit, an aviation speaker from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hi, I'm Rich Weber, your host at the FA Production Studios, and we're at Sun and Fun 2012. We're on the back porch of the Seaplane Pilots Association with the great Sun and Fun air show in the backdrop. And with me here today is George Bartuska. George, nice to meet you. Appreciate you showing up.
Yes, sir.
And Lori Bradner.
Nice to meet you.
They're both instructors with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. And like I said, we appreciate you being here and kind of giving us some idea of what's going on over here at this new facility that's been around not too long, just a couple years, right?
It has. And actually, the neat thing, if you remember last year at this time, we were just moving in to the brand new building that was built. And we had the dedication last year during Sun and Fun. So this is our first official year to be set up, ready to go. They've got some great forums. Sun and Fun is using our building currently for all the forums there. We've got plenty of room to house everyone. And so it's a very exciting time, not only for teachers as well as students at Central Florida Aerospace Academy.
It is. It's a great facility over there. We're using the, you know, part of the facility as well. They've all been gracious enough to let us do that. And so I've been in there, and it is. It's a great facility. Yeah. What all goes on in the facilities as far as like on a, during not just Sun and Fun, but on a regular basis?
Good.
Well, we have several main curriculums. We have aviation for pilot training and for aircraft maintenance and avionics. And then along with that, in our STEM, Ms. Bradner teaches the sciences of chemistry, earth-based science, and biology. But we're a self-contained high school. This is our fourth year in existence. First full year in the new building. But we're a self-contained career academy high school.
That's great.
And you know, Mr. Weber, a lot of the viewers might not know, because they hear a lot about the workforce academies, and they might have seen it on PGTV, they might hear it on the radio, is that right now, we're a high school, so it's 9th through 12th grade, and Polk County actually has 18 high schools. What's so spectacular is there are 37 workforce academies within those high schools. So really, as Mr. Bartuska said, we're self-contained, but there's schools within schools, which makes it a wonderful opportunity. And the whole focus with the Workforce Academy is for students, and I think we would all agree, no matter what we were doing, is that it's so much better to study something that you love. Right. And so each of the academies is actually geared to a particular interest. I know Kathleen High School, which is actually our parent high school, has 5 academies associated.
Really?
They go from law enforcement to culinary, of course, to the aviation, aeronautics, engineering that we have at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. So I only wish they had that when we were in school.
Absolutely.
We missed the boat. I don't know how that happened.
That sure keep the kids awake much better, wouldn't it?
It does. Absolutely. It does. And the wonderful thing about Sun and Fun is that as part of our curriculum, Sun and Fun is actually the central part, because of course, as teachers, what do? I mean, many times, I can't tell you how many times Mr. Bartuska and I have actually heard, why do I have to learn this? What do I need this for? And when we're there and we've got the students there, guess what? This right here, Sun and Fun 2012, is what they need to learn it for. And the great thing is our students are out right now working with chairman, shadowing the chairman, thanks to John Leinhouts, certainly his graciousness to embrace us as a school and embrace our students. And it's fantastic. They're shadowing, they're volunteering, they're getting their community service hours, and they're really applying what they learn in school to the real world. So it's a wonderful, wonderful partnership. We can't say enough about it.
That really does. That gets them on the right foot, too, for their career and what they want to do. This gives them an idea of what they're doing if they like it before they get out there and, you know, make a lifelong commitment to it and then decide, you know, shortly thereafter that that's not their cup of tea. It's not what they want to do.
Exactly.
It just really gives them an idea that, hey, this is what I like and this is what I want to do and can proceed on with it. So that's a great thing.
Exactly.
The other, adding to what she said, the other thing that's unique about our setup is Ms. Bradner is a former laboratory instructor at Michigan State. I'm a former engineer. Our A&P instructor is an A&P mechanic and avionics instructor, and our aerospace instructor right now is a former corporate pilot. So we have people here actually from industry who have done what we're teaching. We just don't have, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with regular teachers who are teaching math and science or all the other subjects, but we're coming out of industry, and so we're sharing the employability skills that they need to know along with all the technical stuff.
Some of the real world stuff.
Right.
Been there and done that.
That's right.
That's
absolutely.
And we offer, the neat thing is that students that go to these workforce academies, they have a fabulous opportunity. They can participate in all of the traditional high school, the regular, mm-hmm. the band, the prom, you know, all those things that we remember way back when.
Right.
But they can participate with that. But we also, as Mr. Bartuska said, being self-contained, we also offer opportunities for them, like the Restoration Club, where our students work with veterans to help restore planes, restore old planes. And, of course, the experience of those veterans, it's invaluable what those students learn. It's amazing. We have a rocket club that Colonel Miller, the head of our Junior Air Force ROTC, heads up. We actually, I'm very proud to announce tomorrow, may I let the cat out of the bag just a little? We have a brand new Civil Air Patrol unit that is starting.
Really?
And it's going to be announced tomorrow at 11 o'clock, so you better be there.
All right, we'll be there.
And,
now, where are they going to be based at?
Actually, right there at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. And it's the Central Florida Aerospace Academy Composite Squadron. And Mr. Bartuska and I, I'm proud to tell you, are the commander and deputy commander of the group. This is something that's been a year and a half in the making.
That's
and
good.
Finally, we're seeing it to fruition. We've got over 59 cadets. We've got numerous senior members that are involved. And so there's so many opportunities for the students that we can't. It's very, very, very exciting. It's, you know, there's so much to talk about. What, we only have 15 minutes?
Yeah.
You gave us 15 minutes.
That's
goodness
right.
gracious.
That's
you
great.
Know, we at least need an hour.
59
or more.
Cadets. That's a great start, though, if
yeah.
you think about it. You're just starting this chapter here, and we've
it
already
is.
Got 59, so that's really great. And so and this is something that the students here can even have, it'll grow even more.
That's it. And it was something that a year and a half ago, all the great ideas, all of the things we do. Earlier this week, we got to speak with Mr. Young, mm-hmm. Obi, and right. we had our Norwegian group there, and that was fantastic. And we partnered with the Norwegians. We were able to do, we've got two projects going with them. But you know, the awesome thing is all these great things we're doing, Mr. Bartuska and I, we can't take credit. It's the students. It's the students. Fantastic.
That's great. So the Central Florida Aerospace Academy is also international.
We are.
If you think about it, you know, really, so that's yeah. good. That really, and that kind of broadens their horizons as well, and they can see that there's more than just right here at the school, and there's, you know, more things than some of the other high schools have to offer that this one does, uh-huh. and it was like some of the opportunities that we've spoke of, so.
Well, you know, the I think with the international, and maybe this is more Mr. Bartuska's area because it's the engineering, but one of the things that we study, obviously, is the International Space Station. And that is one of the greatest international engineering projects that has ever been done because mm-hmm. of the number of nations that are involved, not only from a monetary standpoint, but also from the engineering and the intellectual perspective. And how awesome it is, and Mr. Bartuska can probably speak more to this because it's more the engineering bent, but how awesome that we can take that reality and bring it home at our mm-hmm. school and bring in that international component. I don't know if you can comment on that or what you think.
Well, what I explain to students, my last full-time engineering position was like working at the United Nations. I mean, when our kids finally graduate from college, they're going to be competing with other students from China, from Brazil, from India, from all over the world because we're becoming so global. Mm-hmm. So we not only have to understand each other as engineers, but as people. So we're real heavy here on teamwork.
Yeah. That's great.
Real
that's
heavy.
Good because that's important. And as time as the world evolves, there is such more international, you know, diversity and communication.
Right.
And it's so much easier now than it was, you know, years ago or even as we were growing up. That now that, you know, even with aviation over in China, how that's really expanding,
absolutely. Taken off.
It really has taken off. And
it brings it. I think it brings it home for the students. While the Norwegians were here, we participated. Actually, we had the Department of Natural Resources that came in. Motorola was most gracious and gave us a $5,000 grant to actually participate in an international core drilling project that we are doing in both countries, comparing and contrasting the uses of the soil, the water quality, you name it, which of course is fantastic. And then through the use of technology, which is huge for us, we've been able to do international Skypes, and have actually, both schools are now involved with the Norwegian Department of Defense, looking at and actually analyzing data from the new AIS satellite technology. This is the real deal. These are things like our some of our students, Josh Gutierrez, who had a chance to fly this week, very, very exciting, because they're applying what they're learning and what they know to the real world, and that's what we try to do as teachers. And so again, just to have these opportunities, and I think our main, one of our goals in the future is really to create an exchange program, not only with Norway and our sister school in Nannenstadt, but also utilizing the CAP, the Civil Air Patrol, and the mission there. And we had an opportunity Monday. We had 170 students at the school that we had a pizza party. It was fabulous, and an ice cream social. And we invited the Sea Cadets, the British Cadets. We had the Norwegians and the Americans. We had the most awesome time. And it was wonderful to see the students break down the international and some of the cultural barriers to realize that really they're more alike than they are different. And I think it helped. It helped with the continuity of the work environment and the volunteering as they went through Sun and Fun this week. So it was fantastic.
That is great, because I think that will help with, you know, the relations between the countries as well. And that's something that keeps is more of a concern, you know, every day, it seems like. So that's a great thing. And with this, the technology being able to do that, that allows them to start interacting with other countries and people their own age, and seeing that, yeah, maybe they are pretty much alike and not so different, like
that
you said.
That is.
The other thing that's woven into this is all of our kids will have the opportunity to earn some type of industry certification. In the case of the aviation, it's either the ground school or a pilot's license or an avionics ticket. In the case of engineering, they can become a certified production technician, which means that they'll get a certificate worth 15 credit hours towards an associate's of science degree in engineering technology. And so they're not just walking out with a high school diploma. And plus, we have dual enrollment. Potentially, we could have a student walk out with an associate's degree.
Well, that's great. Then that gives them a kind of even an advantage step, you know, going out. And it also gives them some direction, like we talked about. So what is it they need to do once they've completed high school? Then where are they going to go with this? Whether if they need to go into a college, or if they're going to go to, you know, some type of OTEC or whatever is going to lead path it's going to lead them to in their industry. So.
And this year was our first year to participate as a rookie team in the first robotics competition. We were at the University of Central Florida a couple weeks ago. And so every year we try to add something new to enlighten the program and give them more hands-on activity.
That's great. That's good.
And I think you said it the best. It's very important that everyone likes options. Mm-hmm. And how awesome that we can give these young people the option. Obviously, we're very academically based. It is not, if you will, I'm excuse a term when we were in school, the low-tech, vo-tech that we used to know.
Right.
It's not. It truly is academically based, and it's a phenomenal opportunity. If anyone is interested, they can go on the Polk County School website. They can click on Workforce Academies and find out more information, and that's fantastic.
That is good, because they have these opportunities as kids. You know, sometimes you don't know what you want to do. You know, your parents will ask you, well, what do you want to do? I don't know.
I don't know.
So this has given them more options to pick from, you know, just a longer list of things that they could think about and decide, well, maybe that's something that might be of interest to me, and then I want to pursue it. And then you guys have the means to do that and help them obtain those.
And the other thing that's tied in with that is that we are all continuously in continuing education. During spring break, I was in geographical information systems training.
Great. Now, if some kids want to attend the school here, do they have to live within a certain distance, or is there any kind of requirements like that?
No. The beauty is they are open. It is open to anyone. The only disadvantage is transportation. That's all they need. Unless they are zoned for Kathleen High School, If they are, then we'll bus them. But if not, that's the only drawback, is just the transportation.
So they just have to have some, you know, parents and family and friends.
But it's a public entity. That's it. It's public school. So they're welcome at no cost.
And once they get of age, then they can probably drive themselves back and forth.
They do.
Too,
so. They do. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. So that's good. So they can go to the website. And they go to the Polk County website if they want to learn more about it. They could even come by the school, I'm sure, in the front office.
We would love to show them.
And get a tour and just find out more information
as to
what they can do. Well, great.
Absolutely.
Well, we certainly appreciate you both being here
and
talking with us and giving us some information. And this is Rich Weber, your host for the FA Production Studios, and we're talking to you through the Florida Aviation Network here at Sun and Fun, and we will talk to you soon.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.